She is now in her 80s. She spent all her life in the public eye. But there are still many things that Queen Elizabeth has not shared with the rest of the world. For example, what kind of music does she like? And I mean, really like? Well, as our arts correspondent Rebecca Jones explains, we may now know the answer to that question thanks to the composer and master of the Queen's music, Sir Peter Maxwell Davies.
A challenging orchestral work which prompted a large part of the audience to walk out when it premiered at the Proms in 1969.
She said that as a young girl she'd been taken to concerts and she decided that she didn't like music where she couldn't make sense of the dissonance and it was too much for her. But she also said, Philip and I, we really do want to learn.
So what does she like?
I think she likes classical music, romantic music, and she is very interested in military music.
And Sir Peter says she's very knowledgeable about music. And he was particularly pleased when she told him how much she liked a piece he wrote to celebrate her 80th birthday.
Next, to France.
Connais, le bonnet, la Défalgoise, la l'antisémite. Alors les gens, bon, on va y aller. Alors là, bonjour. Tu es choqué, c'est bien normal.
That was the French comedian Dieudonné Mbala Mbala promoting his latest tour in France, where people have been buying tickets in huge numbers. But now several city mayors across the country have said they're planning to ban Dieudonné's shows because of allegations that the comedian is anti-Semitic. And President François Hollande has backed the mayors, saying that no one should be able to use a show for provocation. The former French foreign minister Alain Juppé is now mayor of Bordeaux.
Je viens de prendre connaissance de la circulaire adressée au préfet.
I've been made aware of a memo sent by the interior minister. It sets out the conditions for when a performance should not take place. They are: if there are serious risks to public order disturbances induced by this event, and if appropriate police measures are unable to prevent these problems. The ban of a show under the general police powers of the mayor is quite exceptional. However, it may be justified where it appears it's the only solution to end the disturbance of public order.